Hi, I'm Austin, and you're listening to Pick a Struggle. What's up, mga ka-pickers? I'm a single mom with no kids, Austin.
Hi, I'm City, City of Dreams, Riel.
Yes, hindi ko alam. Hi, I can justify because I'm Justine. Okay.
At ipapanig namin sa inyo ang mga problema namin. Baka hindi nyo naman problema. Ito ang...
Pick a struggle. Dito, di pa rin.
Medyo sabay na. May last episode nga, di ba, kinag-usapan natin yung worst and best date experiences natin, yung concept of romance as a kid, dating in your 20s na ngayon na mas alam na natin at meron tayong sariling konsepto ng morality natin, and yung dating in the time of pandemic. So ngayon naman,
yes.
Iba naman yung mga pag-uusapan natin. Siyempre yung bago tayong outline.
Yes.
Hindi pa naman wala yun. At ngayon, ang una na pag-usapan ay love languages. So, Austin, ikaw, ano ba yung love language mo?
Ayun, eto nga yung patok sa mga chikiting! Charot. Ang love language ko, yung binibigay ko na love language is really acts of service and quality time. So, gusto ko siyang ihatid sundo, paglutuan, I wanna spend time with him, ganun. Kahit hindi ka... Ano?
Di ba yung spend time, quality time?
Oh nga, quality time and ano, yung acts of service. Both. Oo, parang ganun. Tapos ang gusto ko namang nire-receive ko na love language is the same. Labo, no? The
so,
same. Parang gusto ko rin yung tipong, di ba, may build up, tapos parang same lang pala. Ganun. Pero gusto ko lang yung partner na very spontaneous, tapos chill, tapos basta lagi ko lang kasama, kahit hindi kami magkausap, kahit hindi kami active, kahit hindi kami nagpa-plan ng any out of town, ganun. Basta makasama ko lang siya for the day, okay na sa akin yun, ganun.
Ayun, so for you ay ano, quality time, ay sorry, acts of service and quality time. So ikaw naman, Justine.
Yeah.
Wait, before tayo, like, mag-continue dun, ano yung last mo, Austin? May reason bakit ako, ba't ko tinatanong later?
Gift giving. Gifts.
Okay.
Hindi ako...
Later, pag tapos na lahat. Yes, may... O, sige, yun yung build-up, Austin. Yun yung build-up.
Oo. Sige.
Okay. So, yung first ko is time. Time din. Closely followed by words of affirmation. Dati akala ko acts of service. Pero I realized...
Yung tipong ganda yarn.
Oo.
Tara.
Bait mo. Mga ganun. Bait mo!
Alalala!
Tapos yung last. Last ko din yung... Ay, hindi. Last ko yung physical thought.
Interesting. Okay.
So ako naman, quality time din yung akin, yung first ko. Actually, kakatake ko lang ng exam sa The 5 love languages. Alam mo, parang nalaman ko lang to 2019. Oh my God, sa'yo ko nalaman yung love languages.
Oh my God. Ano ba yan, Riel?
Alam mo yung Enneagram? Alam mo yung Enneagram? Siya din nagturo sa akin.
Hindi. So prior to 2019, wala kang idea at all kung ano yung love language?
Hindi ko alam.
Okay, at dyan nagtatapos ang ating episode. Charo.
Ayun. Sa kay Justin ko ata nalaman yun. Like, parang... Nagkakantuan ata kami about it. Tapos pa yung Enneagram, 7 naman ako. Type 7, type 5. So anyway, hindi Enneagram pinag-usapan. Love language. At ang love language ko ay quality time. At according sa 5 love languages ay 37%. Okay, so yun yung pinakamataas ko. Yung second ko ay physical touch. Yung second ko. Tapos yung words...
On my way, Riel.
Yan, words of affirmation tsaka acts of service, pantay, 13%. Tapos yung last ko ay receiving gifts. Kasi takot talaga akong nakakatanggap ng regalo. As in, wait, Oh my God, huwag niyo akong tingnan. Oo, nagpapanik ako.
Totoo. Ganun din ako, as in, kahit before, pag may nagbibigay sa akin ng gifts, kahit random lang, eto ngayon mas nakakatakot eh, kahit pag super random yung gift, lalo akong kinakabahan. Na parang, hala, kailangan ko isukli to, or kailangan ko ibalik to with the same amount. Parang ganun. Or kailangan kong, nape-pressure ako, na parang, hala, hindi ko naman dineserve to from you, pero thank you. Parang ganun.
Or you kaya feel like you have to use it, kahit hindi mo naman magagamit. Parang, medyo na yun. I don't know kung naalam niyo yun.
Period!
Parang, okay, ano nang gawin ko dito? But also, I feel bad.
Parang, thank you for the thought, pero hindi ko siya magagamit. Like, pero hindi mo sasabihin na hindi mo magagamit.
Guys, yung mga feature na binigay sa inyo. Yung mga magnet,
yung
ganun.
Mug, tsaka yung keychains.
Yun lang.
Pero natuwa ako kasi tayong tatlo, puro quality time yung ano natin, yung top one natin na love language. Kasi yun talaga yung superior, alam mo yun, parang kahit, kasi kapag may quality time, pasok na dun yung physical touch. If magkatabi kayo, I mean, diba, andun na yung sense na andyan siya. Oo, pasok na rin doon yung acts of service, pasok na rin doon yung words of affirmation kung true. Nag-uusap kayo. Parang it's an enveloping! It's an, ano tawag doon?
Holistic.
Encompassing. Holistic yun. Holistic love language.
Boom. Wow! Okay. Pero wait, yung reason bakit ko tinanong is because parang may theory ako when it comes to love languages. Kasi diba, it's easy to give yung first love language mo. Kasi, I mean, it's a given na yun yung agad. But then, yung theory ko is, when you find yourself starting to give your last love language, dun mo alam na mahal mo talaga. Kasi last mo yun eh.
Ah!
Diba?
Ang ganda! Oo nga.
Accepted. Parang okay lang sa akin na bigyan mo ako ng regalo. Ganon, kumbaga. Okay, ano, parang ibig sabihin, mahal kita. Tama ba? Parang ganon.
Oo.
No, parang kasing in-exhaust mo na lahat ng love.
Yung madaling mabigyan, mabigay.
Oo.
Okay, nice yun. Actually, hindi ako ganun ka-familiar with this.
At dahil dyan, magkaka-episode 7. Charo, purely on love language, ganun.
Ang ganda nun, oo, parang dadaling ko yun habang buhay. Dadaling ko habang buhay.
Yes, sa deathbed mo, parang, ano yung last love language ko?
So dahil medyo madami na tayong insight, ngayon, palalawakin naman natin yung conversation. Medyo hindi ganun ka, well, ganun, related pa din sa love languages, pero I want to ask you din kasi kung, when you have a partner, kumusta yung relationship ng partner ninyo with your friends and your family? So yeah, let's start with Justine.
Ooh, this is interesting. Kasi, like when I would date before, or like when I date, may hierarchy ako when it comes to the people that I introduce. I don't know kung kayo meron din. Like this group of friends, kung medyo hindi pa kayo seryoso, tapos kung medyo sumiseryoso na kayo, you start introducing them sa mga close friends mo, tapos yung best friends mo, etc. So, I mean, obviously, yung last would be, for me, last yung family. I don't know, it's just a sacred group of people.
It's a hetero thing.
Yeah. maybe. And yun yung dynamic ko. Generally, I get a vibe already if the person gets along with, my partner gets along with my group of friends, parang yun yung pinaka best gauge ko if tatagal kami. Kasi if you don't vibe, your partner doesn't vibe with the people who influence you a lot, then that says a lot about who they will eventually be to you in the long run. So, yun.
Saka I think yung sinabi ni Justin na yung tawag dito, kapag hindi mo vibe yung friends ko, hindi na rin kita vibe. Parang tama yun kasi mas matagal yung relationship mo with your friends than yung guy. Oo, parang ganun. So, kapag alam nilang hindi talaga para sa'yo, maniniwala, may parts sa'yo na maniniwala.
But also, is there a thin line between someone who gets along with your friends and someone who doesn't? Parang, is there also a consideration na they're just not feeling them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Kayo, naranasan niyo na ba yun?
Ikaw, Riel?
Unfortunately, wala kasi ako. Ay, isang beses pa lang ako nakapagpakilala ng parang date sa friends, yung sa ex-date ko.
Pangalanan na natin.
Ex-date, not ex-date. Ah, hindi. Twice pala. Or thrice. De. So, tatlong beses. Yung pinakilala ko sa friends ko ay yung ex-girlfriend ko. Dinala ko siya sa school kasi may school event nun. Tapos, parang attached pa ako ganun sa school ko before. So, dahil alumnus ako, ganyan. So, pumunta ako ng school every time. Tapos, may event. Tapos, dinala ko siya dun. Tapos, medyo shy siya. Tapos, yung friends ko, I think alam na din naman niya. Parang, hindi siya gusto kasi sobrang nahiyain. Tapos, parang, ako tinatry ko siyang ipakilala. Tapos, parang siya natatago. Tapos, sabi na lang, uwi na lang daw siya. Which, personality niya kasi medyo meek siya eh. So, parang, hindi talaga siya sanay sa tao. So, ganun.
Introverted
kasi talaga siya. So, yun. Pero, parang after nun, medyo, hindi naman sa, nasad ako ng sobra. Parang, nare-realize ko lang na there are things na might not work for us. Like, tulad nun. Kasi, extroverted akong tao eh. Like, sobrang, hindi naman super loud. Hindi, actually, loud akong tao.
Okay. I-share ko lang. Kasi, from what Riel said kasi, sorry, itong pinakilala mo sa friends mo, guy o girl?
Girl,
okay. Sa akin kasi, parang from a homosexual point of view, I mean, first of all kasi, being gay is political. So, yung mga friends na nami-meet namin, automatic yan, hindi siya ka-DDS or hindi siya anti-ganito. Gets ba? So, from that wavelength pa lang, same na kami ng friends namin. So, pag may kinilala akong na i-date ko, I make sure na same din yung wavelength. So, parang it follows na yung magiging date ko, makaka-jive din yung friends ko or group of friends ko, ganun. Parang, gets ba? Parang we're all in the same community na anti-homophobia, mga ganong level. Yun. In terms of family naman, wala. Yun lang yung comment ko, wala. No, as in ayokong ipakilala or ayokong malaman. I mean, okay lang na malaman kasi they follow me on social media, pero hindi ko pinapakilala formally, parang ganun. Like, I just let them know na okay, may dinedate ako, or okay, I've been with this guy, ganyan. Tapos bahala na sila mag-isip, ganun. Kasi hindi ata ako tanggap, parang ganun.
Okay, sa family mo or family nila?
Sa family ko, parang they just tolerate. Alam mo yun? Iba kasi yung tolerance sa acceptance.
Totoo naman. I agree naman. Sorry, question. Kayo ba, napakilala na ba kayo sa family ng partner nyo or hindi pa? Or like, how was the experience for you?
Justin muna. Nakangiti na siya eh.
Once. Ay, okay. So, may, like, wait lang. Does it have to be formally na, hey, like, mom, dad, ito yung ano? Hindi, kasi may mga like family friends na kami with them even before. Like, ninong-ninong ko yung yung parents nung na-date ko. Pero, like, someone na I met and then pinakilala once lang, pero it was just in passing. So, never ako like nag-sit down with someone. And honestly, I feel like, I don't know if this is the same also in like a homosexual dynamic. But for me, sobrang big deal yun sa akin once I'm introduced na to a family. Kasi parang yun yung pinaka-close people in your life. Or at least for the people that I've dated. So yeah, I've only done it once, but it wasn't like a formal sit-down. Well, what about you?
Agree ako kay Justin. Kasi yung family talaga, feel ko yun yung highest level of trust na pwedeng ibigay sa inyo ng partner nyo.
Yeah.
Na parang, okay, I trust you enough na magtatagal tayo. So, okay, papakilala
kita.
And
if it doesn't work out, you're gonna have to justify it to them.
Yun yung correct. Oo. Like, kailangan mo managutan dun sa family din. So, tawag dito. So, shout out kay Marlon kung nakikinig siya. So, sa ex ko, nakilala ko na kasi yung buong pamilya niya. And, like pumunta na ako ng Zambales, na-meet ko na yung lola and stuff like that. As in, nagmano na ako, mga ganong level. Tapos nung nag-break kami, hindi na ako nakapagpaliwanag. So si Marlon na ata yung nag-explain. Pero nangangumusta pa rin sila, in fairness, kay Marlon na parang, oh, kamusta si Austin, kamusta si ganyan. So yung bond talaga, hindi nawawala well after the relationship. Kahit mag-break kayo. Kasi yun na yung pinnacle. Yun na yung highest level before marriage. Eh, mga bakla, di naman kakasal, di ba? So parang... Anyway, so yun. Parang... in general lang, I make sure na pag meron akong partner or pag meron akong dinidate, yun nga, tulad ng sinabi ni Justin kanina, merong groups, merong kang circle of friends kung by the level eh. Like, yung first level is siguro yung mga acquaintances mo lang. Malalaman nila na,
yes, ah, okay, nag-date
sila, gano'n. And then,
open lang
and then may next level ka, oo, which is your barkada, gano'n. Tapos may higher level ka pa na parang closest BFF mo ever since high school, gano'n. Tapos yung last level is the family, parang gano'n.
Kasi, si Lord.
Last level na mga hetero, si Lord, kasi sentient. Kakasal sila.
Oy. Oy, pero hindi naman sa in-invalidate ko yung sinabi ni Austin at saka yung kay Justine. Pero, parang feeling ko, regardless kung gay or like homosexual or heterosexual relationship, may iba't ibang dynamic kasi yung mga tao sa pamilya nila. So, meron talagang mga tao na okay lang na ipakilala kasi close talaga sila sa pamilya. May mga, like, may mga fortunate homosexual relationships or homosexual people or LGBTQIA plus na parang binayayaan ng understanding na pamilya. So, okay lang na ipakilala sa pamilya. Tsaka religious, ganyan, okay naman. May mga straight people naman na kabaliktara naman, diba? So, parang, hindi naman natin invalidate yun. Parang, we just want to share our insights to the listeners na ito yung mga nangyari sa amin. And
kasi podcast namin to. Diba? Charot. So, yun. Hello.
At wala kayong pakialam. Okay. Okay. Pero yun, just to answer the question, my own question, sadly, sa lahat ng dinate ko, wala pa akong nakikilalang friends or family ng dinate ko. Tapos parang, hindi mo siya burden sa akin.
Mga kapickers, kung gusto nyo malaman kung pag wala pang dinadate si Riel, abangan sa next episode.
Ay, nako. Ayun. So, ang hindi ako makarelate, pero parang, like, kapag iniisip ko na lang siya, siguro, like, in the future, magkakaroon naman ako ng ganun na ideal ko na partner na ipakilala din ako sa family or sa friends niya. Pero yun, basta, whenever na, like, for example, yung ex-girlfriend ko, ang tawag dito, noong time na ipapakilala niya ako sa family niya, hindi kasi nila ako nagustuhan.
Oh, nung family?
Tapos, feeling nila, okay. Yeah. Feeling nila ginagamit ko yung anak nila kasi, hindi ako mayaman. Wala
bakit?
Akong generation.
Mayaman ba si girl?
Kaya ang type ko, mayaman sila. Just oo, mayaman sila.
Sana tapos kinidnap parang, mo, tapos ni-ransom mo na.
Ayun, tapos parang, medyo traumatic experience sa akin yung first relationship ko. Kaya siguro din hirap para sa akin na, kaya din siguro mataas na yung standard ko sa, sa tao, or sa mga taong dinidate ko, or mga nagugustuhan ko. So parang,
valid
ayun.
Valid naman. Siyempre yung mga past experiences natin, it's hirap. What shapes us now, yung mga decisions natin.
Right.
So kung ano man yung pinagdaanan mo, Riel, sumalangit ng tsara. Ito pray over it.
Ayun. Ayun. So enough with the family and friends dynamics. So how about how do you handle rejections and breakups?
So
rejection.
Okay. Go Austin. They want to start.
Rejections and breakups. Okay. As mentioned previously in my last email. Medyo may pagka-pride ako when it comes to rejections kasi. So mabilis ako makasense if someone or if something doesn't go my way. Parang ganun. So, nasisense ko na siya agad beforehand. And then, hindi ko siya hinahayaang mangyari. Parang pangungunahan ko siya na parang, okay, oops, ako na. Ako na puputol, ganyan. Or ako na magka-cut ng ties. Or ako na magsasabi na, okay, this is not working out, ganun. So, in a way, minsan, pinangungunahan ko na siya kasi, yun nga, ayokong ma-reject or ayokong mapahiya because of my pride. Pero lately ko lang siya na acknowledge and lately ko lang siya na a-address. So, medyo aware na ako ngayon na ganun ako.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, hindi ako nang go-ghost. Sige, disclaimer na lang. If ever may na-ghost ako before.
Really? Kahit ano ka?
I'm so sorry. Let me know in the comments below. Charot! Hindi. Hindi ko sinasadya. I'm not who I was 10 minutes ago. Charot! Pero gets, hindi ako nang go-ghost. So as much as possible, sinasabi ko talaga na hindi mag-work out or I'm seeing someone already or there won't be another date or we can catch up siguro through virtual lang, ganyan. Basta yung mga cues na hindi talaga mag-work.
Mm-hmm.
And breakups naman, ibang ano naman yung breakup. Kasi my previous breakup was with Marlon noong 2019. Tawag dito, ano ba nangyari? Basta hindi kami naging okay. Tapos nag-usap kami, tapos we decided na hindi kami compatible. Anyway, so, break up. Ayun, iyakan. Yes! Oh, fragile! Nag-iyakan kami talaga, as in, iyakan. Tapos parang,
uh-oh.
Alam mo yung, kasi aabot yung relationship nyo to a point na malalaman nyo kung when it's time to let go. Alam mo yun? Alam nyo na eh, na hindi na mag-work talaga. So, kahit gaano pa kayo ka okay politically, morally, ethically, ganun. Pero hindi talaga nag-work yung relationship. You have to cut it na. Or you have to break it up. So, yun yung nangyari sa amin.
Kasi parang in the future, magsasuffer
kasi
din
kayo. Kasi nagkakasakitan na lang kami. Kumbaga, parang
tama.
And it takes maturity, so,
hindi ko pa naman
to like know that.
Sobra. As in, tapos may of part course. Pa sa akin na, alam mo yung I went to the stages of grief. Para akong namatayan. Na parang, on the first week, hindi ko matanggap. Na-break na kami. On the second week, ganito nangyari. On the third week, fourth week. Tapos it took me siguro 6 months, 1 year to finally move on. Parang ganon from si Marlon. Mm-hmm. Tapos before I started dating again. Ganun.
And there's no timeline.
Sorry, Yael.
Which was in December?
Ano, Justin?
There's no timeline. For that, for like healing.
Yeah, wala. Kasi, mm-hmm.
Hindi siya linear actually. Mararamdaman mo na lang siya eh. Parang, for example, share ko lang din. I thought mga 5 months ago, naka-move on na ako with a certain person. Tapos, wala, parang hindi pa pala. Or parang may mga small things pa rin ako na parang burdened pa rin ako. Tapos parang today, I took the step na parang, parang I did something like, hindi physically, pero parang, basta may mga dinilita kong stuff. Ayun, dinilit ko yung messages, yung photos, ganyan. Kasi, ano eh, mababa ko yung emotional quotient ko. Yun. So parang, in-expect ko lang kay Austin yun.
At Justin, naman, gusto like, mo i-try yung EQ ni Riel. Kapag nag-chat siya, tapos mag-reply ka lang ng LOL. LOL.
Oh my God. Oo, diba? Affected ako agad. Pero hindi na ganun ka, ano, LOL. O hindi, sanay ako just sa matagal na
matay. Wait, ano sign mo, Justin? Aquarius ka ba?
Cancer.
Cancer. Okay. Kala ko Scorpio.
Cancer. Magbe-birthday na yan. Magka-month kami. Magka-month
July.
Kami.
June.
Tama, diba?
June.
Okay. Kaya mo yan, Austin. Ayun. But, ayun. So, going back dun sa kwento ko, yun nga, parang, dahil nga burdened ako sa mga bagay, parang, I try to solve it on my own by yun nga limiting my view dun sa mga bagay na papaala sa kanin. So ganun. So yeah, so
teka,
about
to
you,
add
ano,
to what Gail said, yun nga, hindi linear yung pag-move on from a relationship kasi there are some people ito para sa mga listeners na rin. Hindi nyo pwedeng i-invalidate yung mga taong nag-move on after 1 week, after 1 day, after 24 hours, ganun. Kasi hindi naman kayo yun eh. I mean, wala kayo dun sa sitwasyon na yun. Kasi there are, may kilala ako na parang 8 years na sila. Like, malapit na sila ikasal. Okay sila sa both families, pero hindi nag-work. Tapos naka-move on sila agad-agad, like one month after, may bago na silang partner. Mm-hmm. Tapos it's fine for both parties na nagkaroon ng new partners. Parang ganun.
I think so, it really depends on how it ended din eh. Kasi if 8 years na sila, I'm for sure like nag-build up na yon or nag-die down na yon in those like 8 years. Mm-hmm. Which is why it was much easier for them to move forward.
Parang kumbaga,
correct.
Right. Parang may parts na drag
parang
na.
Parang siguro pwede, habang sila, so nag-move on na rin sila from themselves. If that makes sense. Yun.
Yeah, agree. Mm-hmm. Parang possible nga siya. So yun. How about you, Justine? Like, any experiences with rejections and breakups? Or, sige, simulan natin sa dating apps. Or do you want to begin
with others? Well, I think, okay, with like ghosting, siguro, on dating apps, parang, no, that's the thing. Parang it's... Sorry, nag-click na ngayon. Okay. I don't feel any pressure right now. Okay.
Go on.
No, okay, so when it comes to ghosting on dating apps, I feel like it's a double-edged sword. Kasi, like, it doesn't hold you accountable kasi for ghosting. Like, everyone has the freedom to decide if ever they'll bounce or not. But then at the same time, with that freedom comes abuse of it. Like, it becomes the norm.
Yep.
It becomes okay to ghost. And for me, it gets a lot of time normalized. And you can become numb to it. Like, even when you are ghosted, you just end up pushing it to the side. And parang, it's fine.
Correct.
That's fine. And you find yourself doing that as well to others. So I feel like that's the dark side of dating apps kasi yun yung nagiging norm.
Yeah.
Pero when it comes to like rejection, same din ako with Austin na like, I remember we were playing this game sa Caliber where Riel and I used to work. Yes, used to work.
Yes. Yes, used to work.
Together.
Okay. Nag-work ka pa din doon.
We were playing this game. Yeah. This card game. Tapos parang yung question was, what's your greatest... I forgot what the word is. Pero parang to the effect, ano yung topak mo when it comes to self-life? And I always ask that to people that I like date and get to know. And same din ako. Yung line ko is, I leave before I'm left. Yun yung parang topak.
Correct.
Oo, diba?
Naalala ko yun.
And it's just because same. Because you just... it saves you from a lot of like pain, a lot of your pride getting destroyed.
Rejection,
But then I realized, parang you miss out on a lot of good things if you leave too early. And wouldn't you rather be the person who says, at least I tried, rather than like, what if yun? So, yung how I handle
gets. Sobrang gets. Pero yun nga, sa lahat ng mga ka-pickers, nasa sa inyo yon. Like, hindi kami nagdidikta dito na parang, nasa sa inyo yon kung how you'll play the game of love. Yes! Game of love! Snatch game!
Game of love! Okay.
Parang, oo. Nasa sa inyo yon kung paano nyo i-handle yung relationship. Basta ang goal lang talaga is huwag kayong manakit ng tao. Yun lang yun. So you can do whatever you want. Okay. Basta huwag lang kayong manakit ng tao.
Pero I wanna add dun sa breakups, one thing that I like, at least with the people that I've gotten to know over the years, is more than like a romantic partner, naging friends ko sila. And I feel like that's such an important part of it. Yes, bakit pa may nag-reaction?
Okay, para agree naman na.
Sabihin nyo lang kung kailangan ko na mag-exit.
No, because, diba? As in,
anyway.
Ayun. Wouldn't you rather have like more than a failed attempt at a relationship, more than friends, you actually gain a really good friend. So parang for me, it's not really a loss, rather you actually gain much more. Kasi sayang eh. I mean, they're really great people.
Anyway, so yun nga, napag-usapan natin yung rejections and breakups, love languages.
Ay, really, hindi pa ba? Nababanggit ng akin?
Nagkwento ka na kaya?
Hindi pa ako.
Yung kay ate girl?
Hindi pa.
Diba? Sorry, comment lang pa. Sorry.
Saka yung sa kay Ate Girl ay sa relationship of your partner with your friend and family.
Oh my God,
wala pang
Ate Girl. Wait, sige. Anuhan kita, teka. Okay, so Riel, ikaw naman.
Sige, kain.
Bounce back.
Okay. Ako naman, may take kasi ako sa ghosting. So actually, yun nga, yung word na normalize. Di ako agree doon, pero may times kasi na hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, hindi ka pwedeng magbalinis eh. You've been ghosted before, pero for sure, you've done the same thing to other people as well. So parang, ang naging manta ko na lang when I use dating apps, I don't owe anyone anything. So ganun. Kasi, hindi ko alam, parang do you think it's problematic?
Ano? Sige, elaborate mo yung sinabi.
Yeah, I feel like before we go into
that. Baka kung ano masabi
okay,
ko.
Okay, sige. Hindi kasi parang, okay, hindi. Sige, tanggalin natin. Oh my God. Baka mabash ako.
Huwag na.
Parang hindi ako mag-expect ng anything from other people unless, like, lumipat na kami ng other messaging apps, tapos parang nag-commit correct na kami to a date, na parang, okay, magkita kami ganito. Pero like, yung time na you're trying to get to know each other, like, for 2 days,
wala lang yun.
Sa akin kasi, correct, wala lang. Parang hindi pa naman siya, hindi pa naman siya contract.
Yeah. Wala pang MOA.
Hindi pa siya certificate of marriage. Wala pang MOA. Wala pang Senomar, ganun. So parang,
agree.
Hindi ko, tinatry ko, ako kasi parang gusto ko, parang same din with parang feeling ko defense mechanism ko siya eh. Same din with Justine na parang, I just want to protect myself from being hurt. Kasi, ako pa naman yung tipong tao na ang dami ko na ni, oh my God, nakamatikin
ka lang. Riel, meron tayong tanong from our dear picker. Sabi ng picker, Riel, ikaw ba yung tao mabilis ma-fall?
Oo.
At ang pangalan ng picker.
Totoo. Oh my God. Huwag na natin manggitin yung tao. Trigger point. Then, okay lang naman.
Pero gets naman. Para sa mga mabilis, so yun yung, like, ma-fall and mabilis ma-uto. Uto in a sense na parang paglalaroan feelings mo, tapos parang akala mo mutual na pala, and then biglang wala, gano'n.
Oo. Tsaka ito kasi, when you are on dating apps, yung appearance mo nakita nila eh. So parang may part sa'yo na na-equate mo yung validity ng
persona.
Yung pag-affirm nila sa'yo, yung pag-affirm nila sa iyo dun sa nakita nila. So parang ang nagiging dating sa'kin, hindi kasi ako like conventionally attractive kaya hindi niya ako nausap after. So parang yun yung naging mantra ko na okay, I don't owe anyone anything, or parang they don't really mean what they did to me. Gets? Or parang hindi yun yung talagang gusto nilang gawin sa akin. Parang it just so happened na siguro busy sila, or parang di lang sila din ganun ka-invested because parang di lang talaga match, ganun. Parang yun yung akin. Pero in terms of ako yun ng ghost, never ko nagawa kasi ayoko nakakasakit ng tao. Medyo yun nga, soft akong person. Hindi ako mahilig mang-away. Mukha lang ako nang-away, pero hindi ako nang-away. Sobrang, iiyak muna ako bago ako mag-away. Kasi mag-dating ako. Ganun.
Mababait ko. Na yung statement niya na I don't owe anyone anything. It's more of a mindset niya para hindi niya i-abuse yung,
yep.
I don't know, is that
what's... About naman sa handling breakup. So once pa lang ako nagkaroon ng breakup, like with an actual relationship.
Ito si girl.
Because of basta dun sa relationship, yun sa aspect ng relationship. Isang best man ako nagka-breakup. Kay girl pa lang. Mahirap sa akin eh kasi nung time na yun, hindi ko talaga alam kung bakit niya gagawin or bakit namin gagawin. Hindi ko maintindihan kung bakit namin gagawin. Tapos eventually ko na lang nalaman. Huwag na mag-itin. Kasi medyo okay na naman kami nung mga taong yun. So yun. And wala naman akong problema. Pero yun, parang kahit ganun na yung nararamdaman ko towards that experience. Syempre, hindi ko pa rin maaalis sa akin yung trauma. Na parang, okay, baka mangyari sa akin to. Ulit, ganyan. Tapos, I think with dates naman na parang breaking the dating relationship, I had twice, I think one with Justine, na parang we're trying to see if we're gonna date or not. Tapos yung second naman is may the guy that I dated, yung actual dated talaga. Kasi parang yung amin, yung time naman na yon, ginawa namin, pumunta kami ng restaurant. Tapos nagkunta kami ng songs, tapos parang binibiro-biro namin si ate. Ayun, ate, mag-iiyakan na kami. Ganyan. So parang light lang, ganyan. Kasi alam namin na, alam, parang nasense namin eh, parang alam na namin yun na parang, sige, baka hindi naman to, parang, tapos na-communicate namin ng maayos yun. So yun, hindi ako burdened na, okay, hindi ako galing sa kanya. Hindi ako naiyak, hindi ako nasad, ganyan. Or parang, siguro nasad ako, pero, na-disappoint, pero hindi ako galit. Gets mo? With the other person naman, hindi naman ako nagalit, pero grabe yung naramdaman kong sadness kasi, syempre, iba yung situation na sa pandemic.
Gusto ko na lang ituloy yun. Okay, so as Riel was saying, on my side naman.
Sige nga, try mo. Feel ko matatagalan siya.
Hindi, I feel like that was such a healthy conversation then to have, like what Riel was saying, na I think it also depends kasi on how invested both people are at that point in time in the relationship, whether it be dating or even before dating. Kasi if one of you is already super invested, it's gonna have, you guys are gonna have a hard time to find closure kasi that person will be bitter that you don't feel the same. So it really depends.
Siya yung mas masasaktan.
Oo.
Parang ganun.
Exactly.
In a sense kasi, parang kailangan mo rin i-balance out na for a relationship kasi, kunyari nag-start pa kayo mag-date, andito pa yan eh.
Mm-hmm.
And then paunahan kayo mag-build ng feelings.
Yeah.
But then kapag nahigitan mo na yung isa, parang kailangan mo na siguro mag-label na parang ano ba tayo para mag-keep up siya. Parang ganun.
Yeah. I listened to this talk once na the greatest destroyer of relationships. It's, hindi siya celos. Hindi siya yung mga like money or yung mga like families or whatever, disapproval. It's
correct.
Actually unmet expectations. Kasi that's going to stem into so many different things. Because once you guys keep having all these expectations of the other, tas hindi nyo mamimit, wala. It's gonna overflow to everything.
Correct. Ang hirap nung, tawag dito, yun nga, yung expectations. Ako sa current relationship ko, wala naman ako in-expect. I mean, ano ba yung normal na in-expect mo sa relationship? Trust, loyalty, 'di ba? Mga ganun eh. Hindi ka naman mag-expect na everything must be perfect. Dapat may condo ka, dapat may bahay, may kotse ka, nag-drive ka, ganyan. 'Di ba? 'Yun yung kasi yung pinapakita sa atin ng society na dapat ganito yung partner mo or like yung boyfriend mo sa movies, sa films, na dapat hinahatid sundo ka, binibigyan ka flowers, ganyan. Pero in real life, hindi talaga siya ganun.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really up to you kung ano bang gusto mong i-expect in a relationship. Ang nangyari lang kasi kay Riel, yung guy na na-date niya before, nag-expect kasi si Riel, umasa siya. Kaya, ayun nga sinasabi ko, siya yung humigit. Tapos, hindi, tapos parang nag-ghost ata or something. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun.
And I guess that's
so,
what leads
ayun,
us to our next topic, which is the importance of communicating. O, diba?
Correct! Ang galing!
Okay. So, I mean, you can see there, like, with what you said, Austin, diba? Na kung i-communicate nyo lang, like, where you are and how invested you guys are, parang it'll save you a lot of unnecessary drama or unmet expectations. And I feel like that's the most important part in a relationship. Like, being able to communicate your feelings, your expectations, where you are, and what you expect also, like, in the long run. Like, ano yung experience niyo with, like, communicating that? Makommunicate ba kayo? Or, I don't know.
Start tayo kay Riel.
Sorry, yung question ay kung makommunicate ba kami nung mga dinate ko. Not really, actually. Guilty din ako dun eh, kasi ako yung tipo ng tao na I walk on eggshells. Kasi gusto ko, hindi ako matanong before to. Hindi ako tatanong. So, para ang ginagawa ko, pinapakiramdaman ko lagi. So, nangyari, I walk on eggshells. Like, hindi ko alam kung paano ako gagalaw, ganyan. So yun, medyo mahirap sa akin. Pero now that I'm already aware of it, syempre, in my next relationship, alam ko na yung gagawin ko na parang I have to ask them what they want. I have to ask them kung okay lang ba sa kanila to, yung ganyan. Like everything na dapat i-communicate. Kasi, yun, parang as a communication graduate, important sa akin na nabibigay ko across yung message na gusto ko. So, dapat siya din bilang partner ko, mabigay niya sa akin across yun. Pero hindi pwedeng ganun lang na parang hindi niya ino-owe yun sa akin kasi dapat intindihin ko din siya. Like, ewan ko,
Gets. Yun. Yeah. Ang sa akin naman, ang parang pet peeve ko when it comes to communication is actually hindi nga siya indirect communication. So sa relationships kasi may mga tao na pinapahula sa iyo kung ano yung nararamdaman nila.
Yeah.
Or nagma-mind games na parang paano ba example, tatahimik bigla, tapos huhulaan mo kung ano yung ba't siya tumahimik, did I do something wrong or gutom ka ba or inaanto ka ba, ano bang nararamdaman mo, ganyan. So it becomes a burden for me personally na ako kasi hindi ako nagma-mind games. Parang what I see is what I get, parang gano'n. So kung ano yung pinapakita mo sa akin, yun yung nag-register sa utak ko. So kapag nagpakita ka sa akin na nanahimik ka, hindi ko tuloy ma-register kung ano ba, anong emotion ba to or anong feelings ba to. So you need to communicate it with me. Pero ano naman, currently with my boyfriend, okay naman kami. I mean, we communicate sa lahat ng bagay. Labels, sex life, dates, lahat. Likes and dislikes. Tapos yung tawag dito, bago kami nagtanungan kung official na or hindi, sabi namin, anong format ng relationship na mag-work sa atin. Ganun. So parang sabi ko, di ba? Sabi ko,
ano template niyo?
Mag-work sa akin.
Okay. Okay.
Eto, intro, love lang. Hindi. So parang sabi ko kay Earl, mag-work sa akin yung open relationship talaga. Kasi based from experience yung ganun. So, ayun, sabi ni Earl, okay, sige, edi open relationship, ganyan. In contrast to relationships na pinasukan mo, pero hindi nyo pinag-usapan kung ano yung magiging format, quote-unquote. Diba? Yun yung mahirap eh. Na parang kailangan nyo mag-adjust, kailangan mag-aaway kayo, magkakaroon ng miscommunication, na parang, I thought you said ganyan, 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 blah, blah, blah. Pero sabi mo nung ganyan, 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 Kemi. Diba?
Yung pala may caveat pala yon, ganyan, or something else. Ayun.
No, how I just want to jump off of what, like, the last thing that Austin said, yung parang you'll take it against the person pag iba na siya, like, from what they said the last time. But that's the thing, eh, with, that's why you have to communicate, because what you feel today isn't what you're gonna feel tomorrow. And you can't take that against the person.
Right? Oh, agree ako
doon. I'm not saying na perfect ako doon. Like, I fall into that trap a lot. And I guess reminder din yun sa akin, or sa atin lahat, na you can't hold a person's words against them because they can't change also. Like, how they think, how they feel, how they even plan things. So I feel like that's why it's so important, because wala eh, it's just going to solve a lot of problems that's in your head. Parang a lot of times, we mess things up because sa mind pa lang natin, we already are determined na ganito yung mangyayari. Pero you don't actually know if that person's gonna react this way or that person feels that way. So if you talk about it, it's gonna make things better. And if same nga siya sa mind mo, at least it's something that you were able to talk about and agree upon rather than you deciding for the both of you. I don't know.
Correct. Gets. So bit.
So parang both parties are consenting to like the same stuff, or parang at least aware, may awareness kumbaga kung magkaiba. Tama ba?
Basta basically, kung tawag dito, wag mo pangunahan yung expectations mo in a relationship. Pangunahan mo yung communication muna. Tanungin mo muna, or i-affirm mo, i-validate mo muna yung info bago ka gumawa ng
I affirm.
I validate. Ganon.
I affirm.
Tapos, I validate. After.
Noted.
Ganyan. Oo,
yung mga ganun mag-reply, no? Noted. Okay. Alam mo nang may ano eh.
Welcome back sa episode 2 ng Pika Struggle, the internet. Charot. Okay.
Ayun. Eh, ito, gusto ko ito pag-usapan.
Pero yun, hindi naman.
Consent. Ano yung consent ninyo? Eh, ano yung comments nyo when it comes to consent? Pwedeng in general, pwedeng in bed, pwedeng consent. General idea of consent. Sige,
consent. Rian. So, actually, ano, gusto mo na kasi parang may magandang ginagawa yung so isang mga yung isang dating apps, yung isang isa sa mga dating apps na sikat yung Bumble. Since syempre nasa ibang time tayo ngayon, 'di ba? Nasa pandemic tayo. Tapos hindi ganoon ka confident yung mga tao in terms of going out, 'di ba? Meron silang feature na ginawa na go lang. So meron silang ginawang feature na ano na tawag dito?
Yung alam ko to, yung magme-message muna.
Oo.
Sa girl. Ay, tama ba?
Hindi, no.
Ah, okay.
No, iba pa, may iba pa. Pero oo, like that's one. So meron silang, ulitin ko lang ha. So meron silang ginawang feature na parang malalaman mo kung ano yung COVID safety precautions na tinitake ng person. Pag lumabas kayo at parang nag-date kayo, parang pwedeng meet in person, meet IRL or virtual lang. Gusto niyo bang lumabas with mask or wala, or masks are a must, must ba yun? Nakalagay, nakalimutan ko na. Pero yun. Tapos another thing is yung ginagawa din nila na ano, yung ginagawa din nila na pag straight dating naman sa Bumble, di ba, mauuna dapat mag-message yung babae. Kasi, syempre, like, men are trash. So, alam naman natin yun. Like, super basic, ano naman, in rule. So, parang, it limits the mishaps that may happen during the first part or dun sa initiating nung dating relationship. So, yeah. I think that's a good, ano, that's a good solution dun sa consent na topic or parang dun sa consent na idea,
parang consent,
dun sa relationship.
Consent siya, pero digitally speaking.
Ayun. Yun yung ako. As a designer.
Ako naman. Ako, consent. Ayun. Super important ng you? Consent. Aminado akong hindi ako perfecto. So, I've done things in the past na maling-mali. And umami na rin naman ako dun sa guy. Tapos parang FO kami ngayon. Ganyan. Anyway, napaka-importante ng consent. Nung before kasi, hindi ko siya natutunan. Kasi yung consent, that word kasi, medyo naging mainit lang siya lately. Tama, di ba? Like mga 2000 something lang siya naging ano. So yun, we learn, people learn, blah blah blah. And importante yung consent kasi hindi mo kasi katawan yon, hindi mo pag may-ari yon. So with hindi lang naman in terms of dating and relationships, pati sa mga material objects, kailangan mo magpaalam for you to get or for you to borrow. Same thing with correct.
Okay lang bang makiinom ako sa bottle correct. Mo? So, ganyan. Gamitin kayo kutsara mo sa bahay.
Natutuwa lang ako kasi currently, I'm in a relationship na very understanding yung partner ko sa consent. Bonus na lang kasi na law graduate siya. So parang, hello, puro batas yung inaaral niya about it. Pero, lagi siya nagtatanong at lagi rin kaming nag-communicate about consent. Na parang, kahit we're doing it na, parang, is this okay? May ganun pa kaming level. Alam mo yung gets? Like, andun ka na eh, go na, ganun. So, huwag ka na magtanong, ganun.
Pero it's a nice practice, di ba? Na parang tinatanong correct. Mo talaga sila. Maganda yun eh. Kasi isa yun sa mga bagay na sana natutunan din namin before. Like, ako naman, yun. Sana natutunan ko din siya before. Kasi part siya ng communication eh. Pero never naman ako nag-step on others. Ano, parang sana lang yung mga bagay na yung mga
Justine.
Ayun.
So yun. Anyway, Justine.
I feel like everything that's been said has already sort of justified it. I actually had a question rather than like an answer. Does initiating equal consent?
No. Kasi may experience ako niyan before. Kaya no yung sagot ko. Kasi ako, aggressive kasi akong tao. Aggressive yung personality ko. So kapag tinanong ko sa'yo kung okay lang bang ganito, Tapos pag sinabi mong okay lang, that's consent for me. Mm-hmm. Kasi umu-okay.
Mm-hmm. Walang bullet wala, points.
Like, umu-okay ka kasi.
Walang bullet so, points.
Pero at times, general kasi realize ko na super, I come off as overbearing na to that person. So, I reassure them na parang, are you sure na okay lang? Ganito yung consequence niya kapag ginawa ko to, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos pag umu-okay na talaga siya doon, doon ko palang i-initiate kung ano man yung gusto kong gawin. So for me, hindi porke ikaw yung nag-initiate, ibig sabihin pumayag na yung other party. Kasi minsan, there are a lot of things or a lot of reasons on why parang mali mo, napayes lang siya kasi kinakabahan siya sa'yo or may PTSD siya or something like that. So hindi, yun nga, hindi equal, initiating is not equal to consent.
Same thoughts.
Wala na sabi.
Wag mo
ano naman, I agree naman. Very bobo yun. Oo. Parang nakakayain. Pero sige, ako. For the comedy. Pero yun, agree naman ako.
Okay.
Yun lang, I agree.
That's how I felt. I affirm. Because you guys already like answered it a lot. But yeah, I affirm. I agree. I validate.
We've talked about first yung love languages natin, nalaman natin tayo tatlo of quality time, yung relationship natin sa mga yung mga relationship ng partners natin sa pamilya at sa friends natin at like vice versa, handling rejections and breakups, on dating apps and then in real life ganyan, and of course the importance of communication and consent. So sa mga topics na napag-usapan natin, ano yung parang takeaway ninyo or like anything that you want to add?
Ako, ano lang, kasi sa panahon ngayon, lalo na it's already 2021, mas maging matalino lang kayo sa choices nyo on who you love or who you will commit your time. Yun lang. And love freely without any boundaries talaga. I mean, anything is possible naman. It's just that yung society kasi ngayon, parang ina-enclose tayo dun sa notion na dapat ganito, dapat ganyan. When in fact, love is much more than that. So, yun lang. Love freely, love wins. Ganun. Love wins!
Ayun. So, thank you, Austin. How about you, Justine?
Isa lang. It would be make sure you know who you are throughout like your dating journey. Because if you don't know who you are, what you want, what you expect from this season or this aspect of your life, everyone else will end up dictating it to you. So make sure that you know what you want and stick to it. Don't lose yourself throughout the process. And yeah, I feel like
narinig mo yun, Riel.
Oy, narinig ko yun. Inihan ko yun.
Riel, ikaw.
I agree. I consent. Yeah. I validate. Sa akin naman, medyo generic, tsaka parang gusto ko lang din i-add na I think this isn't something na napag-usapan natin dito sa episode. Pero I just want to remind na parang tayo, na parang hindi ito yung katapusan ng mundo or parang hindi pa lang dito magsisimula yung mundo pag nagkaroon ka or nawalan ka ng relationship. It's a part of life. May mga tao na hindi talaga na gusto yung relationships, hindi sila para sa relationships, like, they just want to explore, sana naiintindihan natin yun, kasi, ito yung part na kailangan natin na, ng pag-intindi, ng malawak na pag-intindi, kasi iba't-ibang uri tayo ng tao, iba't-iba tayo ng gusto, meron tayong kanya-kanyang likes and dislikes, diba? So yun, wag nating gawing mundo yung mga partners natin, kasi, yes, bakit po nagaganon-ganon po tayo? Pero yun, wag nating gawing mundo yung partners natin kasi same na sinabi ni Justine na parang mabuti na kilala mo natin yung sarili natin bago tayo mag-enter sa something na as big as this one eh. I mean, not as big, parang something na may involve na other person. Kasi parang ine-equate natin yung affirmation niya dun sa sarili natin. Yung affirmation ng sarili natin dun sa kung paano niya tayo na-affirm pag ganun yung ginagawa natin. So parang pag nag-end kayo, mabibreak yung confidence mo or yung parang ano, yung self-esteem mo, di ba? Mahirap naman yun. And medyo it's a hard pill to swallow. Pero yun, parang eventually naman malalaman natin na yun pala talaga yung dapat gawin, na wag nating gawing mundo yung mga partners. So yun, thank you very much for joining us again for the second time, Justine.
I feel like this didn't do this topic justice, the two episodes. So maybe we could continue this somewhere.
Kailangan pa natin ng follow-up episode.
Exactly.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and I enjoyed. I hope I did it, your show justice.
Thank you.
Thank you to the pickers.
Thank you very much for listening to Pick a Struggle. Abangan ng next episode sa susunod na Wednesday.
See you.
See you guys. Thank you for listening to Pick a Struggle. Bye-bye.
Bye.